Jesus himself, out of all things he could have answered, he answered that Wahiba is his wife. Okay? That's one. Two, Jesus, before any of these audible conversations with Satan happening, he told me that his characteristics need to be in Wahiba. He literally said Wahiba. Put that on side. That's two things right there. Number three, he gave me a dream with me and the letter U, where my name came from. Put that aside. That's three things from God right now. He gave me a ring in June. June, was it the 22nd or the 11th? He gave me a ring in 2021 or so. He gave me a ring. Put that aside. He gave me a ring with heaven inside. So you're not confused because you're not getting heaven. You understand? That's how I know it was for me. He gave me a ring with heaven within it. Let's put that aside. It was a silver ring and it was a cool ring. And I'm going to go buy a similar one, which is the Lefkatiir ring. Put that aside. What else did this man do for me? He asked me to be his wife. He asked me to be the mother of his children. Correction. He asked me to be the mother of his children. And that was in 2017. He said, be the mother of my children. I said no, because I thought that was incest. And then he started to wake me up with like pressure in my head. He started pushing my brain down because I rejected to be his wife. Because I rejected to be his wife. Put that aside. That's how many now? Four? I think four or five. What else does this man do? When the next day of me showing my boobs on Snapchat and Instagram, and Zuha getting mad, my mom getting mad, everyone telling me to take down the photos and asking me why I would do such a thing. Zuha, her mad was different. My mom's mad was, God is going to judge you. For all the people that saw you naked, you are sinning. Your sin is being doubled. For each person you showed your boobs to, and for your own sin, God is going to judge you. He's going to double the judgment. I was like, no, God wants something. God wants me to do something about it. God wants me to delete it. God wants me to care about me posting it. Whatever. If God has an opinion, he will speak to me. We go around running errands. I fall asleep on the way to Albany. I fell asleep just before we entered the Albany Shopping Center. I fall asleep. And then I wake up. I fall asleep. Yes, I'm sleeping on our way to Albany. I'm sleeping and then I hear a voice. In my sleep, I tell you. The whole place is white. Blank, just white holiness. I fall asleep and I hear Wahiba. That's all I heard. I'm just like, what? I wake up. He wakes me up. I hear Wahiba. He wakes me up. I'm like, Mom, God just talked to me. For the first time. Actually, not completely the first time. He talked to me. I was like, God just talked to me. My mom was like, okay, that's good. That's good. And I'm like, okay. I open my phone. I start to delete all the photos. Every photo of me naked. Every photo of me showing my boobs, whatever. Every sexual photo I had. Every provocative photo I have. So I delete it all and I keep it moving. I had one. I didn't know where I had it saved and I didn't know if I had it saved. But all that mattered was that I listened to God's voice calling me. So then let's put that aside. What's next? Oh, trust me, there's a lot. There's a lot. Sex with Wahiba. There's a lot. There's a lot. Okay, so what else? I think these are the important parts. He has done so much for me. He has brought me on top of a hill, on top of a mountain or whatever. And he brought rocks in the dream. I literally went and looked for every single biblical meaning behind these clues. So yeah, so there's a lot. That's what I'm saying for now. There is a lot. A lot. He took me out of gunpoint. No man has ever done that for me. No human can ever do that for me. He took me out of gunpoint. He took me out of gunpoint. I will get my justice regarding that. He forgave me, for goodness sake. He forgave me for my own wrongdoings. He forgave me for my own sin. He spoke in my head and told me that I forgive you. He said, I forgive you. He's talking about me. He's talking about me. He said, I forgive you. He talked to a very dear person. And he didn't talk to a dear person. I talked to a dear person to ask them for forgiveness. And God spoke in their heart. And they told me from their own words, my brother is a witness. They told me that your life will be a testimony one day. That's what they told me. What else? I'm like starting to remember stuff. What else? What else happened? But that's pretty much it. This is not it. There's more that happened. I'm just trying to remember. I'm just trying to remember. He took me out of gunpoint. He kept me alive for like, he kept me awake and just praying and worshiping and just like singing and just crying out to God to feel his spirit within my heart. Oh yeah, he impregnated me. He asked me to be his wife and he impregnated me. I felt the Holy Spirit enter me this one day. And then I went to sleep. And he helped me. He helped me, like, he didn't help me. I was trying to help myself to death. I took pills. And then, well, after I took the pills, he started squeezing my stomach so bad. And forcing me to spit out every single pill I took to commit suicide. That's my king. That's twice in a row. Like, no one fights for me the way he does. I am the stupid one to care about superstition or to even consider it. So no more superstition is valid. No one's getting any of my technologies. Oh my gosh, my technologies. I forgot about that one too. So 2016, I was in bed. I was in bed after a long day. Let's go to the long day. Yes, 2016 in June. 22nd or 11th. Those are the two significant days. In June, Silas and I were about to go somewhere. We were home alone. I go in his room to charge my phone. I'm not charging my phone. I'm like, I need to go. I'm not charging my phone, but I need to, like, go, at, like, leave the house with Silas. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wish there was a charger the size of a SIM card. A portable charger the size of a SIM card. I wish there was a charger. I said, I wish there was a battery the size of a SIM card. So I said, and Silas was like, yeah, that would be so cool, but how would that be able to charge itself or whatever? And then we thought of how it would be able to charge itself, which I forgot. So we go out. It was a rainy day. We come back home. It's late at night. I'm on my bed, like how I said from the beginning. I'm on my bed, and I'm just thinking of how amazing it is that I came up with a technology idea. So then I prayed to God that night. I prayed to God and I said, I want to design a new shape of phone. That's literally what I said to God. I said, I want to design a new shape of phone. I said, I want to design a new shape of phone. I said that to God in my prayer. Everything was cool. I looked around the room and then I saw a box. My iPhone 4S box. I saw it. I'm like, can I turn this into a phone? I'm like flipping it. I'm like looking at it. I'm like looking at the freaking camera. Well, it's a camera now. I'm looking at the freaking box that has like a, like, that is cut out. And I'm like, can I change that into something? Can I do something with that? So then I was frustrated. Somebody was telling me, no, you can't. That's not even an idea. Stop forcing it. Stop faking it. By faking, I mean, like, stop forcing it. Stop forcing yourself to believe that it can happen. That's what I mean by faking. So then I called my mom. I'm like, my mom needs to help me with this. Like, I really want to see a phone out of this box. So I called my mom. My mom was just like, Damari, I'm tired. If you think it's a phone, then that's good for you. If you think it's a phone, if you want it to be a phone, then do whatever you want, my daughter. I'm tired. I'm like, okay. Thank you, mommy. I said that. She went to her room. She kept it moving because she forgot it. She forgot the conversation. I just, like, every time I would try to bring it back to her when I would think of how I came up with the phone idea in 2016. She would just be like, yeah. But yeah, she just knows that I love technology and that's my talent. So that's that. Let's put that aside. So after me lying to myself, after me trying to force a new shape of phone out of my zit, out of the whole fact that I came up with a portable charger the size of a SIM card. So I want to come up with a phone for it. So after me, like, literally trying to force, I came back to my bed and I started to pray. And tears this time, I still remember it. It's so fresh. Tears while I'm on my bed, just like praying to God and saying, God, please help me come up with a design for a phone, a new shape for a phone. So then that happened. Then 2017 came. That was 2016. The portable charger the size of the SIM card. I don't know if anything else came. Oh yeah. I came up with a world watch. I came up with a world clock that you just have to type in the area zone. Oh my gosh. I'm like saying this in such a weird way. Okay, I came up with a world clock where you just type in the time zone and it appears. The time zone appears and it's a touch world clock. Those are the two ideas I came up with in 2016. I felt so happy. I'm like, okay, I got a future in this. I got a future in technology. Next, 2017. Ideas just kept flowing. Every single day, every single hour, an idea. I got so annoyed because I'm like, I want to breathe. Like, I was being like an idea machine. Like, every single time, like, things would come out of my brain. It was ridiculous. Now I'm like so desperate for that to happen again. But it was too much that I would even pray to God. I'm like, God, please. Please cool me down. Cool my brain down. So back to the point. So after doing that, after like God doing that to my brain, causing me to come up with ideas every hour, that's 2017. 2018. What happened to 2018? But yeah, after that, the whole God thing, that's literally when the whole him asking me to be the mother of his children. And then me taking it to himself. That's all 2017. Okay, now let's go fresh to 2020. 2018 and 2019, they were both software ideas, time frame. 2020, I decided to take fashion design seriously because I came up with so many fashion design ideas. So I enrolled in a fashion design school in Vancouver, and I had a roommate at the time ready, waiting for me to move to Vancouver. Everything flopped. The only thing that's left are my fashion design ideas. So I go to the school, blah, blah, blah. The whole time, I'm just like, who's going to support me? Like, this school is $30K. Who's going to support me? So then I was just thinking, and at that time, I was, like, falling in love with technology. Like, I came up with a few technology ideas. I was, like, re-falling in love with technology. Because it goes 2016, 17, 2020. So I'm just like, okay, I'm thinking about it. I did my research. I figured out how other companies are like trillionaire companies and how they literally make good money without the need of like being popular. By popular, I mean like being liked. I'm popular in a way where everyone knows me, but I'm not popular in a way where I'm like highly favored. So back to the point. So 2020, I was talking to Richard, because he was studying computer engineering. Richard is my nephew, cousin, whatever. So I was talking to him. I literally made a phone call, like made an appointment to talk to him for like 20 minutes or so, just about technology, and for him to like really know about my technologies. And then he gave me the encouragement I needed. He gave me good words to fall back on. And he just told me that, like, if this is really what you want to do, everything will work out fine. So I was like, okay, cool. I dropped out of fashion school. I was in debt $15,000. I had to get my doctor to talk to them to forgive the $15,000. Because, like, at that time, I was not in a place where I should have been in school. That's not even the real. The real is they enrolled me without my student loans being approved. So there, that's why everyone just forgave everything. So then, 2020 came. My first idea came. Actually, it came before. It came in 2017 or 18. But then, it was one of the ideas that I would have here and there, or whatever. Then 2020 came, and then the idea came back in my head. Edit, send, text. Apple stolen, like, that's what Apple has now, but the idea came in 2018, 2017. And then I thought about it again in 2020. Edit, send, text. I told it to Richard, Martin. I told it to my family. They're all like, oh, that's really cool. And then I told it to my sister. My sister was like, how's that supposed to happen? This is going to be long, because some of the stuff I'm saying are really relevant. So my sister was like, how's that going to happen? It has to be from the same carrier. Like, both people have to be on Rogers or something for that to happen. And I was just like, yeah. She literally, like, helped push the idea. I'm just like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So then that happened. So then I came up with railway merchandise transport. And you know those, like, trains that, like, go back and forward, like, every here and there, and then we all have to wait for, like, 20 minutes or 10 minutes for them to go by. So I came up with an idea for it, for my maps to expose when the trains are coming, so people can take a different route, and also so people are like, aware that there's trains coming. Take a different route. So, like, it's like alerts for railway merchandise transport. So there, I planned that, so don't worry. But yeah, so back to the point. And then I came up with speech ID. That was last year. Was it last year when I came up with speech ID? Yes, last year I came up with the speech ID. And then, so let's go back to 2016, where I talk about my, my iPhone 4S package. So that package in 2021, it kind of did a 360 on its own. So I was looking at my phone, and, like, the reason why I was looking at my phone, because I had a concept of a split rhombus phone. I'm just trying to say as much as I can in a short amount of time. So anyway, I thought of a split rhombus phone. The split part is where you put your earbuds in. So then a part of me looked at the rectangular camera of my phone. A part of me looked at it, and I'm like, why don't I put the camera down there and make it split? Make it a detachable camera to a rectangular phone. All from my split rhombus phone. That's where the idea came from. So I got inspired, and I created something around it. And then when I looked back at my iPhone 4S packaging, it kind of has that a little bit. The split rhombus part. The packaging. The difference is it's not detachable. So it has, like, this part where the camera is. So I decided to put the camera at the bottom part and detach it and reattach it. So it's like a detachable camera, magnetic, rectangular, cellular. So I thought about that in 2021. So then I was just like, okay. I'll do that too. I said I'll do that as well. Because I was too busy trying to force futurism in technology. Like, I would be like, my technologies are the Zara Hadid of technology. So yeah. So I was, like, too busy, like, obsessed with the whole futuristic vibes of it and everything. And God is like, nah, girl, I'm going to surprise you. So then February 2022 happened. It was like February or March. I deleted the post, or the post got deleted. And then I deleted it, but I left a different kind of post. So anyway, February or March of 2022. That's when it happened. 2022. Anyway, I hate all these pauses. My brain is not paused at all. Okay, so 2022 happened. February or March. Early March, like 9th or something. or late February. I came up with the concept of, anyway, Jesus name, my brain is everywhere now. Okay, let's get back to the point. February or March of 2022, that's the problem. So February or March of 2022, God blessed me with a dream. After Satan beat my ass and tortured me, I woke up from this dream where Satan was just torturing me and just like abusing me so immensely. I woke up, I prayed, and I went back to sleep. When I went back to sleep, I saw God. I saw Jesus, and he spoke to me. He just like showing me how to create my detachable camera magnetic rectangular cellular. He just like, you should do it like this. This is, you remove this, you put it back together. Jesus was speaking to me. He's just like, you remove the detachable part, you put it together. And then I'm like, what about the camera? And he's just like, yeah, you can close it or open it. I'm like, dude, this is my husband, my king. He's like talking to me and then like instructing me to create my technologies. So nothing will ever come between it. Because that's my husband, my king. So anyway, he told me about it. I came up with it in 2021, but he literally like I saw the product in his hand in 2022. So it's like nothing can come between that. So yeah, but you guys understand, this is my husband. Like, I see him all the time. That's a lie. I see him every few months. I see him, or he does something. Like, he touched my left ring finger to tell me that we're married. Like, it's just like, the man is like mine. So all these girls better back off. It's embarrassing. Like, he loves me so much, and I love him too. So much. But yeah, I love him more. He's my king. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Au revoir. We're done here. Okay, I'll say everything else that happened in my life when I write it in my book and later on. Like, when I'm really focused, so I can, like, think of everything that's happened in my life. I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful. I'm very appreciative. I'm very thankful. I'm very humbled. I know, Loki, I'm not humbled. I'm very humbled. I'm just, like, used to not being cocky. If I am cocky, it's about my body and whatnot. But, like, if I am cocky, it's to bully you or something like that. That's all in the past. I'm just used to, like, not being confident in my looks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm confident in everything except for when it comes to my looks, which overshadows everything else. So that's why, like, for so long, people believed that I wasn't cocky or conceited or whatever, because I'm so humble because of how I look like. But yeah, we're done here. I'm beautiful, obviously. God, everyone is beautiful. I just insecurities. But yeah, we're done. Okay, so I'm missing out on something that happened last year. So back to my dream. This was so unexpected. So basically, this one time, this happened like in, it's like late winter. So yeah, I'm just like sleeping like a normal person. I'm not a normal person. I'm just like sleeping. The reason why I said I'm not a normal person is going to be explained. So I'm just like sleeping, and then I'm like in a dream. Me and this girl are like racing. She's oh my god, she is crazy good looking. So what's it called? Me and this girl are just like racing. We're racing, we're racing, we're racing. I can't remember the words out of the dream, except for the one that's gonna be said. Just wait on it. So me and this girl are just racing, and then I take a shortcut. She's taking the
She's taking the narrow way. I'm taking a shortcut. I arrive first before her. I arrive before her. And then I see my husband. I see my king. And then he's just like, you won. And I'm like, what? And then I was just like, I didn't say what. I said, where are my children? And then he brought this woman who's like dressed in a hijab and everything. He brought her in and he's just like, they're with her. And I was just like, okay. And then she's like, okay, like she'll give me my children or whatever. And then she's like, but she had sex with, she said she had sex with my king. My king looked at her and was like, really? He carried her and he put her in the water. And that's the end. And that's how I woke up. So that was just God telling me that I want my children, my miracle children. And also, what part am I missing out on mentioning? Yes. So way back in 2020, I had another dream where I encountered God this time. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't an image. There was just a voice and you could feel a spirit. You could feel the spirit in the dream. And then the spirit spoke and it said, leave her alone. She's good. That's God speaking to Satan and all his friends, all his Satanists. So I wake up out of that dream. I'm like so confused, like who that was. And then Satan's just like, he's confused too. And then he rejected it. He rejected the command. Because when God talks like that, he's not suggesting for you to leave me alone. But yeah. There's more. Like, I seen Mary twice, apparently. I used to call once last year. But apparently, when I look back at my memories, it says that I saw a shadow of Mary. So, yeah. So, basically, that's my life. That's not my life. There's more to it. But that was my life for the past 7 years, almost. So, yeah. I'm very grateful. Okay, we're done here.